I'm talking to Sue Pillar, SSAFA or SAFA, Director of Volunteer Operations and former Army Lieutenant Colonel. You're looking for more volunteer caseworkers, but before we get into that, what is SAFA?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me along.
That's fine.
SAFA is the oldest military charity, and we provide lifelong support to anyone who has served in the Royal Navy, the Army, or the Royal Air Force, and that's regulars and reserves and all their families.
And currently, you're looking for volunteers in the High Peak and Derbyshire Dales area, is that right?
That's correct, yes, absolutely right. We have volunteer caseworkers already working in Derbyshire, and in fact, last year, they helped 290 veterans and families in need.
Wow.
But we're always in need of a few more volunteers, so we'd love more people to come and join us in Derbyshire, specifically in Derbyshire and the Dales and the High Peaks, but all of the county.
And what sort of things will these volunteers be doing?
So our SAFA caseworkers provide welfare support to members of the armed forces and veterans. And that means they'll go and visit them in their homes, assess their needs, have a chat to them, and then build a bespoke welfare support for them. And that might be helping them access issues such as mobility aids, repairs or adaptations to their home, household goods, or indeed access to funds that might help with rental income or bonds. So it's a wide variety of services that our volunteers help with. And of course, we give them really good, thorough training and mentoring before they go out and do this work.
And is there flexibility on for how often people can choose to volunteer for these things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we say in general, it's to be able to commit about 4 hours a week to SAFA. But if they can't manage quite that, then the other volunteers will help. And we make sure that we train everyone before they go out unaccompanied, and they'll do some shadowing visits, and then when they're happy, they'll take on a case themselves. So it's all done as and when they're happy to do this work.
Lovely. Right, have a go at tugging at my heartstrings a bit if you can. Give me an example or a case study or something of how an Army veteran's been helped by volunteers such as the ones you're looking for now.
We have all sorts of cases. People come to us with a great number of needs. Very often, a young soldier will come to us because he is struggling to provide, to get money for rent, to get him into housing accommodation. And we will chat to him, our volunteer caseworker will talk him through the process of getting houses, and we'll get access to funds in order to give him money for rental income. It might be another example of an elderly veteran who is really struggling with perhaps a household, couple of sets, say their fridge and their oven are just absolutely on their last legs, but they don't have the money for big outlays for white goods. And so our volunteers will have access to funds to buy them new household goods, which of course makes a tremendous difference, you know, especially in this cold weather, to be able to make sure that people have access to good fridges and be able to cook their food. So, you know, there's some really quick wins, and through this volunteering work, you can make a huge impact on people's lives.
Absolutely, that's lovely. How have volunteers benefited from doing this in the past?
All SAFA volunteers find it hugely rewarding. It's a unique activity. I mean, as a volunteer, you do everything. You meet the clients, you chat to them, you get to know them, you assess what their needs are, and then you actually find the funds and help deliver it. So you're doing everything from beginning to end, and that's really satisfying. And rather than just being a small part of that process, you're doing everything. And my volunteers just find a great sense of satisfaction that they've really done something good, and they see the impact in front of their eyes, and it's fabulous.
How can people find out more, Sue?
Well, it's really easy. They can either call us on 0800 032 5612 or just jump on the internet, www.safa.org.uk/new recruits. Very apt for a Armed Forces charity, and you'll be able to find us. But SAFA, S-S-A-F-A, really easy to find on the internet.
Sue, thank you very, very much for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you.